Okay, the way to today's daf is daf Kuf Nun Dalid, and we're holding the final line on Kuf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah of Achamam Oimrem. Let's just go back to the Mishnah for a moment, because there's going to be a lot of focus on the Mishnah. Kuf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, on the bottom of the Amid. There was a shtar that was written from, let's call it from Reuven to Shimon. Reuven has given Shimon all of his property. Under normal circumstances, if this was a matonis bori, it would have said at the outset that Reuven did this when he was Baruch Hashem with all of his koichos. The lashon of the shtar would have been kan mahalich al ragloi b'shuka. I'm reading from Rishbam on Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph.
Yeah,
Rishbam is on the Mishnah, where it says Mishnah lechosav b'shchimra. If it would be a shchimra shtar, it would be kidekotze v'romi ba'arsei. That this distribution or this conveyance was kidekotze when the person making the conveyance was sick. V'romi ba'arsei, he was lying on
his. Kotzer is sick.
The word kotzer means sick in this connection.
Means
kotzer, and this means that he's chasashom, his life is going to be cut short. Lashon kotzer. V'romi ba'arsei, and he's then lying in his deathbed. But it didn't say that in the shtar, nor did it say the lashon matan is bari. Le'nich deba kan mahalich al ragloi b'shuka. As this person was able to walk with his own 2 feet, he didn't need to have a wheelchair, he didn't need to wear one of these walkers, he was able to walk with his own 2 legs, a tremendous bracha. Neither of these statements was written in the shtar. So therefore, I look at the shtar, chvesnisht, is this a shtar bari, is this a shtar shchimra? And Rishbam says, matana d'loy shir mari, talking about he didn't leave anything over for himself. Zero. So now, if this were a matana's bari, give everything away, you have the legal right to do it. You may not be smart in doing that, but you certainly have the right to give away all of your property. On the other hand, is a shtar shchimra, it's only effective if and when this person passes away. Im Omar, if he, Baruch Hashem, has a refuah and he recovers, then choizen, then all the property goes back to him. Okay, so now we have a litigation in Besdin. The nosein, the alleged shchimra / bori, I don't know what he was. The shtar is silent. That person says, guess what? Says the Mishnah, who I'm a shchimra hayisi. You think I'm nuts? I'm going to give away all of my property? If I were gesund, I was a shchimra. Today, Baruch Hashem, you see me in bez and I'm full of vitality and strength. It was a miraculous recovery. But otherwise, Chas v'Shalom, I should have passed away.
Doesn't the fact that he gave away all his property evident that he was a shchimra? Because, like you said, no sane person would give away.
Well, what happens if we know for sure that he was at that time 25 years old, he was running around and everything was great, and he gives away all his property?
Unusual. No, the fact that afterward he's claiming he's a shchimra, doesn't the shtar itself evidence that something like that was going on?
The shtar is on its face totally blank. I don't know whether he was full of strength and vitality, and maybe a little deranged, but not deranged to the point that he's a shaita. But he was a bari and he gave away all his property. He's certainly legally entitled to do something like that. On the other hand, maybe it was a shchimra. That's the dispute between the two litigants, where the person who wrote the shtar, the no-sane hamatono, says, I was a shchimra, and Baruch Hashem I recovered, im omad choizer, all comes back to me. Vein oimim, and the recipient said, not true. Bari Yisa, we remember you, Baruch Hashem, you had your full seichel, you had your full legs, and you had everything. So now, who is right and who is wrong? So we have machloikas from Meir and the Chacham. The Meir says, Torech lehavi raya, shchimra haya, he has to bring a raya. In other words, the burden of proof is on the bari to go and say that he was a shchimra at the time. Who wants to receive the property? The property is still in the hands of the nosein. If they want to go and get the property, they're going to have to prove that he was a bari at that time. What you're saying is a very, very good point, but as you'll see in a moment, it's not that simple. Notice that both of them say the same lashon. Somebody has to be lahavi raya. In the case of Meir, the person has to bring a ride, and no sin has to bring a ride that he was a shchemera. According to Chachamim, they, the Makabim, they have to bring the raya. Aha. Okay, so now that we have clearly gone through the Mishnah, top of Kuf Nundalad Amar Aleph, Rai B'mai. What is the form of the raya that you're talking about? So, Poshim Shadav Huna Amar, Rai B'Edim. He's going to go and bring a raya, according to the mayor, that he was a Shchemra. According to Chacham, they'll bring a raya that he was a Bari. That's a Poshim Shad. Rav Chizra Baba Rav Huna Amri, Raya Bekiyam Hashtar. What does it mean, Raya Bekiyam Hashtar? That all the Chacham requires on the part of the Mekablim, they don't have to go and prove that he was a Bari, they just have to prove that this Shtar was a kosher Shtar. Why is that sufficient? So we'll see in the more shortly, because the Machloikis, according to them, is where the Moed B'Shtar Shekosvoi, Tzarech lekaimoy, ainah tzarech lekaimoy. Well, let's wait until we get there in another moment. So, Machlokes between Rav Huna, Raya be'edim, Rav Chizra Rabba Rav Huna say, Raya b'kiyam hashtar. Again, Rav Huna Omar, third line for the top, Raya be'edim. Kamifli b'plukted Rabbi Yankov Reb Nosson. The Machlokes between Rav Meir and the Rabban is identical to Rabbi Yankov Reb Nosson that we had on the Umid Beis yesterday. Who were Rabbi Yankov and Reb Nosson? So, if you go back to Kuflan Gimel Umid Beis, six lines from the top. This Sanya, the Bryce is talking about our fact pattern, where there was a blank star. I don't know whether it was a Matanis Bori or Matanis Shchemer, says the Bryce. Mi yoitzi mi yad mi. Who is the moitzi? Who moitzi mi dein beloy raya? Vein ein moitzi mi yad ele beray. The Reb Yankov. So Reb Yankov, although he doesn't use the same words, but he is saying, according to this pshat, just like the Chachamim, that since the Mekablim Matanim, they're the Moitzi Mechaveroi, they're the ones that want to get this property from the Nosei, they have to go and bring a raya. They cannot get that property that they are hoping to receive. They're going to have to prove it to Rabbi Yankov, just like the Chacham of our Mishnah. Rabbi Nosson Oime Im Borihu, all of the Havi Raya, Shehoyish Chimra, Im Shchimra Hu, Aleil Havi Raya Shebori Hoya. Ah, so this is the svara that we said that Brother Shai said a moment ago. He reminded us of what we learned yesterday. That Rav Nosson says that there's something known as a chazaka d'hashta. What is that chazaka d'hashta? In Bori Hu, if he in Bezdin now is full of life and full of vigor, arguing his case, nu olav avirai sheshchemera, then he has to go and prove that he was not a Bori when he wrote this shtar, because all indications are chazaka d'hashta. He certainly looks like he has all of his faculties and all of his Ramach Evorim, Mishasa Gidim, everything seems to be working perfectly. So probably this was the case when he wrote out the Shtar a month ago or a year ago or 3 months ago or whenever he wrote it out. Probably. Chazaka d'ashtem. You want to prove otherwise. Oh, so in Barihu, if he happens to be a Bari in the Bezin, Olav Abirai Shechimra, he has to go and prove that he was a Shechimra. If he's a Shchimra at this point, then they're going to have the burden of proof to say that when he wrote out the Shtar, he was a Bari. Ah, so therefore, that's the Chazaka d'Hashta, and that's how Rav Huna learns Pshat in our Mishnah, that the Machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chum is identical to the Machloikis of Rav Yankov and Rav Nosson. The Rav Meir ki Rav Nosson. Rav Meir holds like Rav Nosson that you go wasser chazaka d'hashta. Since he looks like a bari, smells like a bari, acts like a bari, then all of the haviraya that he was a shchimra, and that's what it says in the Mishnah. Dr. Rav Meir, who oim a shchimra hayisi? Hein oim a bari hayisi? Tzorach lo haviraya shchimra hoya. Divir Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir. So Rav Meir is just like Rav Nosson, chazaka d'hashta. Prove you were a shchimra. Rabban Kriv Yankov. No. We're talking about Nechasim, we're talking about the Chafetza. The Chafetza is in the hands of the Noisen. Who wants to get it? The Mekablim. No, Aleim Lo Viraya, because Amoitzu Chaveir Olav Arayi, like Kol HaTorah Kula. So, that's Rav Huna. Both have to bring Arayi Be'edim, both according to a mayor and according to Rabbanan. You want to prove your case? Prove it with testimony. What was the status? Was he a Bari? Was he a Shechemah? Rav Chizur, Rabbi Rav Huna, Amri, no, Raya Bekiyam Hashtar. According to the Chacham do not hold that you have to bring a Raya that he was a Bari. All they have to go and prove was that this is a kosher Shtar. Bekiyam Hashtar, Kamifli, Bemoid Bashtar Shekosvu, and Kamifli, Bemoid Bashtar Shekosvu, Tzorach Lekayim. What does all of that mean? So let's focus on the Rabbanim just for a moment. What does that mean? We have the Nosein HaMatana, the one that claims that he's the Shchimra. He's Moida, this, I wrote the Shtar, 100% this Shtar is kosher Shtar, it's not Mezuyah, if it's fine, it's good. But I got to tell you one thing, that when I wrote it, or when the Edom wrote it at my direction, I was a Shchimra, Rachmana Litzlan, and that's why, think I would have given away all my property? How about I was a Shchimra? Ah, so now what happens now? So the Chori, the Mekablim, they don't have to go and prove that this is a good Shtar. He was already moida that it was a good shtar. He said, I wrote it 100% it's a good shtar. My only problem is that, or not my problem, your problem is that it was a shchimra when I wrote it. So now what do they have to do on their side? The Bonin say, even though he was moida umisvada, that this happens to be a kosher shtar, since he's undermining the legitimacy of the shtar by saying, I wrote it at the time that it was a shchimra, they have the burden of proof, Sarach L'Kaim, but they have to be Mekayim. How does that help? Says Rishbam very simply. Because once they're Mekayim it, we don't need to come on to his being Moda that this was a kosher shtar. What difference does it mean that he's your Moda, Nish Moda? Because he is, says Rishbam, he has the Nigoy of Pesha Osar, Hu Ha Pesha Hiter. Meaning, he is the one that established that this shtar is a confirmed shtar, yes. It was not Mezuyev, it's a bona fide shtar. It's not fake news, it's true. But at the same time, when he assers, he's also matir. Pesha asu, pesha hitter. What is he matir? He's saying, yes, it's a shtar, but I got to tell you, I was a shchimra at the time. Ooh, so that undermines, of course, the strength of the shtar. It changes it from apparently a matonis bari to a matonis shchimra. What do the chacham say? What do the makabli and matona have to do? All they have to do is say, sir, please get out of the way. We're going to prove that the shtar is kosher without your hoidah. We bring to Edom. The Edom are going to be mekayim the chasimois. It's a kosher shtar. We're going to get a henpeg from Bezal. And so therefore, we no longer need your testimony, my good friend, the Nosein, that this is a kosher shtar. I know it's a kosher shtar. Terech lekayim. Once they're mekayim it, now they have the upper hand to go and get the nechassim, because the shtar is what appears to be a regular normal shtar. It doesn't say kirkatz rami ba'arzeh. It's signed and sealed, and we already have a henpek on it, and therefore that is the edus that they have to go and bring to be able to win the case. They do not have to prove that he was a bari; they only have to prove that this is a kosher shtar. So what does Reb Meir say? Reb Meir says once the Nosein said that this is a kosher shtar, you don't need any kiyum. That in the chakiyum gedolim mizu that he himself said, I wrote out the shtar.
We don't say pagin and dibura type thing in this case. That we say yes, it's a kosher shtar, but you don't have to split his words. He's
not pagin and amigo.
He has the benefit of the Rameyer says I disagree with the migui. Rameyer says anytime you find the shtar, every shtar has a cheskes kashrus.
Independence.
Unless you can prove otherwise. Because, says Rishbam, b'shtaris lo yinema ha-pesha osu pesha hitter l'pasloi, because b'derech klal, stam shtaris heim ksherim. Normally you find the shtar, it's kosher. It's a rare situation where you have a ziof that someone wrote out a phony shtar. Heck, of course, it can happen. But most shtaris happen to be kosher. So therefore, says Ramey, ein etzach ha-kaim. You don't have to be makayim. It's a good shtar the way it is. So that being the case, so the makabli ha-matona should win the case. Says Rameyer, that's why he has to go and prove that he was a shchimra. So now, although the Gemara says that the machloikis is the gamimoy b'shtar shekos terech l'kaim, and therefore the rai b'kiyum b'shtar, that rai b'kiyum b'shtar is only referring to the Rabbanim. It's not referring to Rameyer. Because according to Rameyer, what do I need kiyum b'shtar for? It's my shtar, I'm telling you it's kosher. You don't need the Edom, you don't need a Bezin, it's a kosher shtar. But I gotta tell you, I was a shchimra b'shas masa when it was written out. Ooh, since he was moed b'shtar shekosvay, ain't terech l'kaim. Nobody needs a mekayim, neither he nor the mekablim. So now, where's the burden of proof? Since he's saying it's a kosher shtar, you don't want to give. Why don't you want to give the matana? Because I was a shchimra. You were shchimra. You got to prove that you were shchimra.
That's what he said. Amigo,
Amigo,
that
he's going to
say that it was a good shtar.
The Chachamim are the ones that say that when a person says that it was a kosher shtar, but then Pesha Asr, Pesha Hiter. To defeat that Pesha Asr, Pesha Hiter, find now from an independent source that this happens to be a kosher shtar, so now you defeat that entire Pesha. Okay. I don't need you anymore. Right. How do I defeat that? I bring Edom that this is a kosher shtar. Okay. So now you're telling me it was a will, but I'm not interested in what you have to say. I know it's a kosher shtar because I have independent horizon from an independent investigation by Congress that cost $5 billion. I know for sure it's a kosher shtar.
Okay?
So therefore, that's
what Ramirez says, I don't need it. I don't. It's a most shtaros are kosher, so I don't need anything.
Ain't so, so therefore, it's a kosher shtar.
Stands on its own.
And
then you have to bring a raya that you were shchimara.
So now he, the no saint, since he was moida in that this shtar is a kosher shtar, so then why aren't you giving over the nechassim? Because I was a shchimara. How can you say you're a shchimara? You don't look like a shchimara. You look like you're full of vigor.
Yeah.
So Allah, so there you have to go and say
that
Remeir could hold, like we said, chazaka dehashta. You look like you're gesund. You smell like you're gesund. You're talking like you're gesund. What are you telling me? There was shchimara. So he has to go and bring the raya. But according to the Rabbanon, say Rav Chizkiya, Rabbi Ravuna, they don't have to bring a raya legabe that he was a bari. All you have to bring a raya is that this is a kosher shtar. What's the kosher shtar? Then automatically they win the case, unless he can go and prove otherwise. So that's how we learn pshat in the Mishnah. According to the second pshat, that it's not a machloikis agabe requiring edim, but whether you can suffice with raya b'kiyam hashtar. Freitimar, you're telling me that that's a pshat in our Mishnah, but pligi machana zimna. It's unlikely that that was a pshat in the Mishnah. I'm going to have two kav shkoyach. Tov mashnayim in echad. So on pligi machana zimna, we already have a machloikis a previous time about this very shaila about moide b'shtar shakosli. Tzorech l'kaim ein tzorech l'kaim. Besides, we have a brisa. Ein nemanim lepoisli divra meir. Chom oimen nemanim. What is that case all about? We have a situation where we find two edim that signed on the shtar, and l'mushal a regular shtar halva'a, where the malva demands, loiva, you got to go and pay me, and the loiva says, where's the shtar? Here's the shtar. Let's go and be mekayim the shtar. So to Yomara, guess what? We ask the original edim that signed on the shtar, can you be mekayim your own chasimois? And they say, yes, these are definitely our chasimois. But when we signed it, Ketanim hayinu, psulim hayinu, we were not kosher edim at that time, for whatever reason. And therefore, they are now saying that our this shtar, not only can we mekayim the chasimus, we're mekayim, it's ours, but we're also saying it's possible at the same time. So do we believe them or do not believe them? Says the mayor, ain't upon the place, we do not believe them. You know why we don't believe them? Because moide b'shtar shekasvay ain't tzarech l'kaimai. Once we have that they say that this was a kosher shtar, we don't believe they're meager to go and say pesha asa pesha hitu. Once they say that yes, we signed the shtar, it's a kosher shtar. They're not neman l'paisle. That's remeir l'shitase.
They're kosher witnesses now.
Yes, they're kosher witnesses now. So remeir sav moide b'shtar shekasvay ain't tzarech l'kaimai. You don't need the kiyum since he already said that this shtar is his. The only question is, the Edom are trying to undermine it by saying that they were psulim at that time. We do not believe them. The Chomayim and Nemanim, they are believed. Why are they believed? Because even though Moedish Shtar Shekosli, even if both the Malv and the Leiv agree that this Shtar was written, what's the din? Nemanim, they are believed to be Boisle because Tzorech Lekaima. You have to be Mekayim it. And since you have to be Mekayim it, the only way to Mekayim is to go and ask these Edom or other Edom. They couldn't find any other Edom, so they find these Edom. These Edom say, sorry, we were Psulim, we were Ktanim at the time. So they are Neman. So the Chayra, the same Machloikis that we're saying in our Mishnah, in the case of the Shchimara, is the same Machloikis that we're having in a generic case, the Gabi Halva, the Moshel, the Gabi, whether you need the Kiyum or whether you don't need the Kiyum, or whether a Moid Mishar Shikosa Tzarev HaKaima ain't Tzarev HaKaima. So, Freyti Gemara, Ey Bazoi, why are we repeating the same machloikis twice? Gemara, three. That's your obligation to do it. We appreciate that you do it, but it's not your obligation to do it. So, why do we have to have the same machloikis repeated twice? So, I'll tell you, Tariq. The Itmarahi, if we'd only say that case, What's that case? That case is the Gabadishtar Halva. We're the Aiden Taina. Yes, we signed it. But Psulim or Tanamayinu. Ah, Vikam Rabbana Mishum Dalimi Aidim Umarishtara. You know why the Chum over there say that you have to have independent kiyum, and if you only have it from these Edom, they are neman to pasul the shtar? Because they're two people. Ali made Edom is two Edom, Pishnai made Yakum Dabar. Umar Ishtara, and they're saying that the shtar is pasul because we were pasul. Avul Hochel, who? It's who are we referring to? Who
Baal meaning? Himself.
The Baal Dabar himself, the Noisin Hamatana, the one that wrote out the shtar, who instructed the shtar should be written. Avul Hochel, who? The love called Kamine. He's only one individual, and he is Megeh Medaber, he's not an independent Edom. So I would say, Emalai, I would say, who cares what he has to say? That's why I have to tell you over here, no, you have to go make a Kiyum Ashtar to disprove him, or not to disprove him, but to say, I ignore what you have to say, because I have an independent source that this is a kosher Shtar. V'yidmar b'har, if you would say it only in our case, and that's the Machlokes, b'har kam Rebbeir. That's what Rameyev says in our case. Since the only person that's arguing against the kashrus of the shtar by saying that I was a shchimra, that is the Baal Dabar himself, the Noisei, there are no Edom. So then we'll say, that's when Rameyev says, you're moed b'shtar shekosvai. Once you said that you agree. Exactly. So you don't need any more kiyam, we're done. But in the case of the Edom, you have two Edom that say it's a possible shtar because they themselves said that they were possible. Therefore, tzricha, that's why I have to have machlokes in both cases.
Can you summarize that again?
Sure. What we're saying is that there's a machlokes both in our Mishnah and in a parallel braisa where l'choyre the machlokes by both, according to Rav Chizda and Rabba Rav Huna, is the machlokes whether you need kiyum hashtar or not. What means you need kiyum hashtar? You only need kiyum hashtar normally when you have a dispute whether this is a bona fide shtar. The Malva said, yeah, 100%, it's a bona kosher shtar. And the Loiva says, I never saw this shtar in my life. This shtar is a forgery, it's no good. So then, the Malva has to go to Bezin, he has to go and prove that this is a kosher shtar. How is he going to prove it? He's going to bring in two Edom, they're going to bring other shtarais with similar signatures, they'll compare the two. Yo. We know for sure that's how you mekayim shtar. What happens, however, if the lova agrees? Yes, it's a kosher shtar. 100% it's kosher. So why am I not paying for it? I'm not paying because, for instance, parati, I already paid the shtar. Don't you remember? I paid a month ago. Why didn't I take it back at that time? Because you told me you can't find it, but you'll give it back to me, and I see that you're a liar or you're very forgetful because I already paid you. And similar. So what do you do in those circumstances? Do you need to make a kiyum or shtar or not? So the Gemara says that there's a machloikis whether or not the kiyum or shtar will benefit the malva. The malva says, since you're saying that it's mezuyev, or you're saying that it's perua, you know what? You're going to go mi mekayim the shtar. But mi mekayim the shtar, now I'm showing you that it's bulletproof. And therefore, if you want to challenge it, you're going to have to go and prove that you paid, or that it's fake. But I'm going to get henpeik on him, I'm going to get a kiyum or shtar. However, there is a view, and that is of Rameyer, that you don't need to mekayim it. Meaning, if you have that the other side, the loyve agrees that this happens to be a shtar, it was a bona fide shtar, but parati, I paid it, then there's no need to go and be mekayim the shtar on the part of the malva. The loyve was already mekayim the shtar. The loyve says it's a good shtar, 100%. Exactly. So there, he's just going to have to go and prove that he paid. But you don't have to prove any more the bona fides of the shtar because the loyve agreed. So getting back to our case in our Mishnah. We have over here the Noisin Hamatana. He says, it's 100%, this is my document, I signed on it, or the Edom signed on it. Sure, I remember, no question about it. It's a bona fide. So how come you're not willing to go and pay now? I'm not willing to pay because I was a Shchimra. Shchimra, if I was, Baruch Hashem, I had a recovery, and Omar Choyzer, I'm taking all the property back. So what is the din now vis-a-vis the Chacham? Chacham say in our Mishnah, since the Mekabli Hamatana, they want to get the goods, they're going to have to go and bring a Raya. So we thought initially, and in fact that's what Rav Huna says at the top, what is the Raya? The Raya is that he was a Bari at the time. After all, he's a Bari now, he was a Bari then, they're going to have to go and prove that he was a Bari, and if they prove that he's a Bari, they're going to go and win the case. What does Rameir hold? Rameir holds no, quite to the contrary, that he is going to have to prove that he was a Shchimra. So the burden of proof, according to Rameir, is on him, and that the reason for that is because of the Chazoka Dahashta, that he looks like a Bari, he smells like a Bari, he acts like a Bari. If you want to say that you were Shchimra at that time, you're going to have to prove it. That's what Rameir says. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Tzorach Lavi Raish Shchimra Hoye. The Chum say, no, he doesn't have the burden of proof. Since he is the muchzik on the chafetzim and all of the properties, if the Makabli and Matana want to get it, they're going to have to prove. What are they going to have to prove? Mm-hmm. So until now, we assume that they have to prove that he was a Bari. According to Rav Chizkiya, Rabbi Rav Huna, no. All they have to do is prove that this is a kosher shtar. Once it's a kosher shtar, then the burden of proof shifts back to the noisin. Because why are we even questioning all of this? It's because the Noisin says, yes, I wrote it, but I was a Shchimra. According to Rav Chizda, what the Chacham are saying is, I'm not interested in what you have to say. I'm going to go and get an independent peer of Edom. They're going to go and say that this is a kosher shtar. And in fact, we have two Edom. It's a kosher shtar. The Bezin gives a henpik. That means that they certify and verify and confirm that this is a kosher shtar. So once it's a kosher shtar, it's a shtar that says that Reuven, the Nosein, conveyed all of his property to Shimon. The Shimon wins the case. So you don't have to go and prove that he was a Bari. Or you have to go and prove that this is a kosher shtar. Why do they have to prove the kosher shtar? He was moida that it was a kosher shtar. After all, the Nosein said, yes, I wrote it. I know it's a kosher shtar. Say the Chachamim. Moida b'shar shekosmoi, tzorech l'kaimoi. The other side should not just rely on his say-so. They should go mimakayim it. Once they mekayim the shtar, we ignore what he said. Yes, I wrote it, but I was a shchimra. I don't need your testimony or your statement. I have edim that say that it's a kosher shtar. Since it's a kosher shtar, we win the case. Go and hand over the funds or hand over the properties. So that's how they learn pshat in our Mishnah. So Gemara asked, guess what? We have this identical case elsewhere. And therefore, why do we need to repeat this machlokes twice? Where was it elsewhere case? Then we have a shtar halva'a, and the balva says to loiva, nu pay. Loiva says, maybe the shtar is mezuyif, I don't know. So guess what happens? So we say, malva, okay, go and be mekayim the shtar. He brings two edim, and the two edim say, yes, we signed on it, but you should know at the time that we signed on it. We were psulim, we were ktanim, we were anusim, and therefore the shtar is not kosher. Says Rameir, they are not believed to go and say that they passed it, because once they agreed that they wrote the shtar and they signed the shtar, we don't need you to go and tell us your kosher nish kosher. We don't believe them. We have a kosher shtar. We have a shtar that you yourself said was signed and sealed by you.
But it's not kosher if they were underage or whatever.
And therefore Ariel says, like the chum. Chum say neman, they are neman lepoisle, because of Pesha also who Pesha hitter, the same people that are Mekayim the Shtar, they're the same ones that are saying that it's possible. Why did you say that every Shtar has a chazaka that it's kosher? It says the Gemara, because Rameir, Ramadan hold, you have to be able to Mekayim it from some sort of independent third party to tell you that it's a kosher Shtar. Since the only people that you found to go and say it's a kosher Shtar are the Edom themselves, who say that the shtar is possible because we were ketanim and nusim or psulim or whatever, then they're neman, they are believed. So therefore the machloket between the Meir and the Chum is squarely on this point, where the Moedim Shtar Shekosvoi Ein Tzarech L'Kaimoi, says the Meir, every shtar has a cheskes kashrus, it looks good, it smells good, it's fine, I don't need these Edom, and Edom therefore don't go and tell me any stories. While the Chum say, neman, no, they are believed because and since I cannot be Mekayimin except through these two Edom, and they're both saying that it's possible, so then they're Man. So the Chayra, the same Machloikas we have here, is the Machloikas over there. Why do we repeat it twice? Says Imar, I'll tell you why we repeat it twice. Because over there, I would have thought, the Itma Hahi, Bahi Kam Rabbanan, why do the Rabbanan say over there that they are Nemanim? Because you're two Edom. Two Edom can undermine a star, like Hapishnai made me a kumdover. Bahok, in our case, Tlav Kol Kaminei, he's one guy and he's the litigant. He's not an independent aid. He's saying about himself, Rabbi Yisai, yes, I wrote the shtar, but I was a shchimra at the time. I might have thought that Rabbanu would say, discard what he has to say. Once he's moed b'shtarcha kosloi, I hold a chum like Rav Meir, ain't zarech l'kayim, you don't have to l'kayim in anyone. So I would have thought. Kamash v'lon, no, even though it's this only one party, one of the two parties, meaning the no Seinah Matzana who says that it was a shchimera, say no. See the chum, a moitzah chel avarai, they're going to have to go and prove the key of mashtar that this is a kosher shtar after all, and disregard what he has to say. The Imma Bahav would be in our case, Bahokam Imra Meir, that was, that you have to go and Ein Tzarech L'Kayimai. Av Bahach, in the other case, Ein Meir L'Rabbanon, that you have to be L'Kayimai, because in the other case you have two Eidim, Tzricha, that's what you have to have both. The Machloik is here, and the Machloik is there to tell you that in both cases, Reb Meir holds, you do not need any further Kiyam, and now we go after the Chazoka, the Hashta, he's going to have to go and prove his case. Mashen Kun V'Chachamim, all you need to do is a kiyum hashtar, and then they have satisfied their burden of proof, and they the mekabli matana will win. Says the Gemara. So that's how we start off. Machlokes Ravuna and Rav Chisda Rabba and Ravuna. Rabba says, I throw in my hat with Ravuna. I agree. Raya be'ed. Omali Abaya, my timer. What's the reason? So now Abaya is questioning Rabba, and he's saying, Rabba, since you're saying Raya be'edim, and they have to go and bring the proof, they, meaning according to Chachamim, the Mekabli HaMatona have to prove that the Noisan HaMatona was a Bari, so, what's the reason? Why do you say that? Normally a regular Matona's Bari says that this person was of sane mind and full health and all the rest. He was walking down the streets and everything was great. Ubaha loiksibba, and this one doesn't say that, and therefore that's why there is at least a suspicion that he was a shchimera, because he didn't say those magic words, and that's why you Rabba are saying that according to Chachamim Hamoitzmechwe Olvarai, they have to prove that he was a bari. Ad Rabba, I could turn it around the other way around. Midakula, since a normal shtar shchimra ksibbu kat kotzi v'rami ba'arse v'holay ksibba, this doesn't have those magic words. Shmamina bari hava. Then we see that he was a bari. And if he was a bari, why are we saying that they have to prove that he was a bari? Let Rameir be right, and let he, the noisim, bring a ride that he was a shchimra. I mean, it's one way or the other. So why automatically do you say, Rabba, that the Chachamim hold that you have to bring Edom that he was a bari? It's obviously not from the Lashon Hashtar, because the Lashon Hashtar could be either way. Says Rabba back to Abaya, what you said is absolutely correct. Because it doesn't say the magic words of Hashtar bari, it doesn't say the magic words of Ishtar Shchimra, Kat Kotzim Ram Ba'arse, it's just a blank check, so to speak. Iklimim Hachi, so it's 50-50. So, okay, Mamayna Mecheskes Mare, we'll put the money where it is currently. Possession is 9/10 of the law, and therefore, who's holding the funds, who's holding the property? It's the Noisin HaMatana. It's his, until the Moitzim Mechaveri Olam Araya, until the Mekablim can go and bring a Raya
that
he was a Bari, since you hold Raya Beit. And now says the Gemara Ubiplukta, this Machloikis that we had in Chutz Laaretz in Bavel, between Rav Huna and Rav Chiz, Rabba Rav Huna, whether it's Raya B'Edim, Raya B'Kim Ashtar, the same Machloikis they had in the academy, in the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, because Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. Ubiplukta, the same machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Raya Be'edim, like Rav Huna said at the time. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer Raya Be'kiyam Ashtar, just like Rav Chizah and Rabbi Baruch Huna. So says the Gemara, in the academy, in the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan tried to prove that he is right against Rish Lakish. Eis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Ma'azim B'nei Brak. Now, B'nei Brak, of course, today is famous as being a city. However, apparently this was not so clear. You might have thought it's B'nai, the children of Barak. After all, you have Barak ben Avinoyam in Tanakh. However, Rishbam said, no, B'nai Brak is a name, Mokam, it's a name of a place, so don't be concerned. B'nai Brak. Okay, I'm just pointing out, I don't know why the Rishbam needs to say Mokam, but apparently it wasn't, like today. They didn't know that Bnei Brak is necessarily a place.
It was not Bnei Barak.
Not Bnei Barak, it's Bnei Brak. Oh, so Meis Bnei Brak, the Echad Shemocher, the Nichsi Oviv, Umeis. A father, Nebuch, passed away. He left her over an estate. One of the boys took over and sold some of the Nechasim, some of the prize fields, some of the prize properties of the estate, and then Umeis and Nebuch, this fellow that sold, passed away. All right. Now, after the dust settles, after Nebuch, the Shiva after the father, the Shiva after the son who sold these properties, the ones that were, at least in the Havamina, the ones that were still in possession of the properties, were the Bnei Mishpacha, that is, the remaining brothers. Ubo Bnei Mishpacha v'iru loimar, katan hoyi b'shas misa. So, we have to add a few words, that initially, the Mekablei HaMachira, in other words, the Lekuchais, they said, no, it's about time, we already paid the dead brother already a month ago. Okay, Nebuch, he passed away, Shiva, Shloishim, but now we want to get our property, give our property. And we have the documents. It looks very clear on the face of the document that he sold it to us and we gave him the money and everything is fine. And the Mishpacha said, Iru Leimar, Katan Hoyi B'Shas Misa. This brother that sold the property, he was a Katan at the time. If he was a Katan, he didn't have the legal authority to go and sell. And therefore, we'll give you the money back and we're going to hold on to these properties. So who's right and who is wrong? Ubo v'shalu es Rabbi Kiva, and they asked Rabbi Kiva, ma'u l'bayit kai? Meaning that l'choira, the burden of proof, was put on them. Them meaning the l'kuchais, to prove that he was a gadol at the time. They tried to find lots of edim. They couldn't find any edim to prove with the yobar mitzvah, nishbar mitzvah. That's the poshib shat. On the surface, it's a little bit difficult to understand. 12-year-old sold the property. We can't find rais that he was bar mitzvah, not bar mitzvah. So the bottom Rashbam says that when we say cotton over here, we really mean that he was below the age of 20. Because there's another Gemara that we're going to learn in Mirchem tomorrow, we've had this in the past, that a son cannot go and sell benichse aviv at shehei ben esrim. He has to be at least 20 years old. And therefore what the brothers are saying was, he was bar mitzvah, yeah, everybody still remembers, he named the parsha so beautifully, and the pshatel, he brought a raya from a Rambam and a raya for kid.
Well, yeah. Filling, you can wear it on Shabbos.
Okay, what's yeah. Filling, exactly. So they knew that he was bar mitzvah. The question is, whether he was 20 or not. And the Bnei Mishpacha says he was only 19. And therefore, he was still a cotton eye. Bishas, Misa. And therefore, they were not able to go, he didn't have the authority to go and sell the property. And they say, no, come on, he was already 20 years old, 21 years old. There were already shiduchim and resumes going around that he wants to get married. We know that he was an older boy. Okay, so now they say cotton, they say gadol. Above the shoulders of Rabbi Kiva, mahu leboitka. They tried to go and bring Edim when his bar mitzvah was years ago and how old he is today. They were not able to go and find. Everybody remembered he leaned so beautifully, but don't remember when that was. Was that 7 years ago? Was that 8 years ago? Was that 6 years ago? Nobody knew. And therefore they asked Rabbi Kiva, mahu leboitka. Can we go and be boitikim? Meaning, are we allowed to go and disinter the body and take a look and see whether he had shtei saras or not? So now, if we were talking about whether he was 12 or 13,
yes,
it would make a lot of sense.
20.
If he had, well, by 20, what's the discussion?
You can't know the 19 and 20 is not going to be dispositive.
Okay, so very good. So what's the purpose of ma'u l'baitka? The point over here is that what happens if, chas v'sholem, he was not able to have, he was a saras. A person who's a saras does not have shtei saras at bar mitzvah. When does he become a gadol? Whenever he gets the shtei saras. If he gets at the age of 15 or 18 or 20 or 25. If he never gets shtei saras, then he only becomes a gadol at the age of 36. Why 36? Because already roif shenoisa by that time, because he may shnei saim behem shivim shana. And he happens to be now 36, and then he becomes a gadol automatically, but it takes a long time. So the other brothers are saying he was a katan in the sense that he was not 20 years old, and therefore what they want to go and do and show is he was 20 years old and he had shtei saras, and therefore we're going to prove that he had the status of a gadol. So the Astra Mikiva, Ma'u L'Baikai, can we go?
Even if he had shtei saras, doesn't prove he was 20.
Yeah, so apparently we knew that he was 20, but they were arguing
okay,
that he was.
Okay, he wasn't 12. That was the Nakuda of the Makkah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you come, I mean, it's only because Rishbam throws this in about 20 years old. Otherwise, you'd say 12 and 13. Right. I was hoping to go and say that. I didn't feel that that was intellectual integrity, leaving out a key point that Rishbam says you have to at least 20 years old. Anyway, so the all of the point over here is he asked Rabbi Kiva, Mal the point, okay? Amalehem and Rabbi Kiva said, sorry, fellas. Iyatim Rishoim Linavli. To go and prove your case that you want to show that he had shtesaris and therefore that he was a gadol and over the age, no, you can't do that. It's going to be menavel a mess to disinterest. He didn't say specifically that there's an iser in the Torah of Uzvan, but he says it's, you know, it's a shtikel busha cherpa nebuch a dead body to go. It's wrong. But oiden, even if you were to go and prove from the fact that he has shtesaris, you want to go and say that he's a gadol. Simona masuin lishtaris la'achamisa. Really, you don't have any proof from that, because maybe if he was still alive, you would see it was just a shuma balma, just a little fuzz. It wasn't real hairs. But after he passes away, it appears to be like a simon. Simona suliashta. These are unreliable simon. So that was the case of this story in Bnei Brak. So now says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan is one that holds that according to the Chachamim, you have to go and bring a raya be'edim, not be'kir mashtach. He said, "Vishlam l'diti, that minute Rai be'edim. I that hold Rai be'edim, kiven the omer l'lekuchais. I see edim v'loy ashkechu. Apparently, the lekuchais came to Rabbi Kiva and said, Rabbi Kiva, we have a shtar. We paid the money. We want the fields. We want the property. What did the yorshim say? The bnei mishpacha say he was a cotton b'shas ma'isa. So now says Rabbi Kiva to the lekuchais." You have to go and bring Icy Adam, bring Adam that he was over 20 and that he had Shtesaris, and you get the property. But unfortunately, we're not able to go and find Adam that knew that he was over 20 and that he had Shtesaris. Ah, Hainu Deka Asu, the Umrulay, that's why they said, since we cannot find Adam, we put the ads in the paper. Can anybody tell us about the birth and the circumstances, the physicality of this person who passed away, who sold us the property? And nobody responded to the ads. Therefore, they asked, Mahola Boydka, can we go and be Boydik the property? We already have proof he was 20. We want to just go and show you had Saris, and therefore for sure that he was a god. El Didoch, according to you, the Amris Rai Bekir Mashtar, you, meaning Reish Lakish, that you say that all the Makablam have to do is prove that this was a kosher star, and therefore I don't need anything more. So they're going to show that this was a kosher star that said that the dead brother sold them the property. So that should be enough, because that's what the Chachamim hold according to Reish Lakish and according to Chizkiya Rabba Ravuna. You just have to prove that Moidi B'Shar Shekosvay, even though the Bnei Mishpacha says, yes, we know that the Shtar was written, we know that the transaction took place, however he was a Kohen, say the Rabbanan, Moidi B'Shar Shekosvay Tzorech L'Kaimai, all you have to do is be Mekayim the Shtar to show that this was a kosher Shtar Mitahen Bekanolei, and they win the case. You don't need to go and unearth and disinter the body. So the fact that we have this whole discussion about this cherpa and this bush and all the rest is the choyra araya to Rabbi Yochanan, that the raya that the chum required, a moitzvah of araya, was a raya be'edim and not a raya be'kiyam ha'ashtah. Says now Reish Lakish back to Rabbi Yochanan, mi savris nechsi becheskes b'nei mishpacha kaimi. The only reason why you put together this picture, the way you've described it, thank you, Bill, is because you learned that the Bnei Mishpacha are still holding on to the property, and it's the Kuchais who were the Moitziim. They were the Moitziim Chaveri Olav Arai. And therefore, according to you, why are we talking about being Boidik? We should just go and make a Kiyam Ashtar, and we win the case. However, that's not the situation. The castle kuchis umari, and it's lekuchis who the moitzia mechaveroi. No. Next mecheskes lekuchis kaimi. It's talking about that the brothers sold it. They paid for the property. They already took possession of the property, and they're there in the property. The castle bnei mishpacha. Now the surviving brothers of the brother of the nebuch passed away. They come ari, and they're being ma'ari, and they're saying this property belongs to us. Why? Because our brother did not have the legal capacity to go and sell it, because he was a cotton. And by the way, the Lashon of the Braisa sounds like that, because it says, Ma'is b'nei brak, bechad shemachar, ubo b'nei mishpacha, v'ir uru laimah. shouldn't be the Benish Pocha
Iru. Bo'al Kuchos,
that were Ma'arad, that he was a Godel B'Shas Ma'isa. That it says Iru. So in fact, you'll notice the Gilyan Hashas, not the Gilyan Hashas, the Bo'al Goy Sabach, changed the Girsa, not the Iru. V'omdulav Benish Mishpacha. The Mishpacha says that it was a cotton. V'omdulav means they were in possession, and they're saying, no, he was a cotton. We're not going to hand over the property to you. We'll give you money back. We're not going to give you the property because he was a cotton. But at least the Lashon, according to the present Girsa in the Gemara, sounds that supports what Reish Lakish says. But we're not finished yet. So, Reish Lakish, me, Sabris, you think Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the next Mechesim and Mishpacha Kaimi because the Kukos Ma'ari. And therefore, you were saying, what do you have to go and ask about being Boydik, the body? Just bring Kiyam Ashtar. The key in the, that would be your Raib, Raib Kiyam Ashtar. No, says Reish Lakish. Next Mechesim, the Kukos Kaimi. The Kukos got the property at the time of the closing whenever the brother sold it. Because of the name of Ari, and they're saying, no, you don't deserve to get it. We want the property back. Why? Because he was a cotton b'shas mas. And on that situation, says Rabbi Kiva, oh, you want to go and prove that he was a cotton? No, show me that he was a cotton. I mean, everybody else knows that he's 20 years old. You're saying he didn't have shtei saras? Prove it, you know. Was anybody that went to the mikveh recently with him and can go and be made? And hachanam mestavra. And I'll bring you a right that that's the real pshat in this price. You're not allowed to go and be menavul the mess. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. You want to go and disinter the body? You can't do that. Vishtiku, and then they were silent. We don't see that they protested. If you're going to learn like I am learning Reish Lakish, that the Lekuchais already had possession of the property, and it's a Mei Mishpacha that wanted to take the property back, that's why they were quiet, because Rabbi Kiva says, this was your brother. Come on, your brother. You're going to go and disinter. You know what a bizoyim, that's such a busha. That's why they were quiet. Nishkapas, the people should go and say about brothers that they go and disinter brother. Eliyam is the kuchais kamari. If you're going to learn like you, Rabbi Yochanan learned initially that who had possession of the property, still the B'nai Mishpacha. And it's the kuchais that were being ma'ar, and Maisha Aski. Why did they just go and smile and nod their heads when Rabbi Kiva said, you can't be menavel, leimrulei, ananzuzi yavinulei, lenavel v'lenanavel. I mean, we're not happy about the situation, but, chevra, we paid the money, and we here's our shtar, we already have the canceled checks that they deposited, we want to get the property. Are you telling me that I have to go and prove that he was a gadol? I tried, I looked everywhere in town, I put in ads, posters up in Bismedish, nobody responded. So the only way I have to go and prove it is let's go and disinter the body. See, he can't be enough. Listen, this is not an Isser issue. This is money. We're talking about we bought these properties, we want these properties. So, okay, so Nebuchadnezzar will be Eshtikul Busha. Well, what can we do? We have no choice. And therefore, the fact that they were Shoisik, Lechoyra makes sense to say, like Reish Lakish posited it, that it's the Mishpacha that was trying to prove that he was a Gadol, as opposed to that. I'm sorry that he was a cotton, thank you. That it was the Mishpacha trying to prove that he was a cotton, as opposed to the Lekucha is trying to prove that he was a Gadol. Because who is the Muchzik and who is the Moitzi? Not like you were learning until now, Reish Yoichanan, that the B'nai Mishpacha were the Muchzakim. And it was the Lekuchais who were the Ma'arim, but it's really the other way around. And therefore says, Rav Shlokish to Rav Yochanan, you have no raya.
It's a proof to me and a question on you.
Very good, exactly. So what does Rav Yochanan do with this now? Imishim holay iria, says Rav Yochanan, not nishkeferlich. I'll tell you why. Really it's talking like I said, Rav Yochanan. That who are the Muchzakim? It's the Menei Mishpacha. Who are the Ma'arim? It's the Lekuchais. You asked that if Rabbi Kiva said to them that you're not allowed to be Menavel, and therefore they should have answered that, you know, we paid the money, Lenavel, Lenavel. Hachi Ka'amalu. Chodes says, Rabbi Kiva, I have two answers. Number one, Diatam Rishom Lenavel. You're not allowed to be Menavel Lemes, it's a Sabusha, it's a humiliation, Matush. I, the Oiden, even if you're going to go and tell me, Zuzi Shokel, the novel, you know, it's business before pleasure. We paid money. We want to go and prove that he was, in fact, a gadol at the time, and we want the property. And if it's nivul nivul, we feel very bad, but you have no choice. Said Rav Akiva, there's no purpose in being menabel emes to go and be boidik, because you can be boidik 100 times, because these simonim are worthless halachically, because simonim can go and change the achar misa. Okay, so that was that shtickle. And now we're having a further discussion between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Sho'al Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish es Rabbi Yochanan. Now, it's not that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is bringing a raya to his view, because it doesn't say yemesiv, it doesn't say mosiv, it doesn't say maskifla. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is asking Rabbi Yochanan the following shayla. Zush shenuyim b'mishnas bar kapara. We learned this in Mishnah's Bar Kapara. Mishnah's Bar Kapara, the word Mishnah over here, Lavtaf, it really means a collection of braises that Bar Kapara took together, just like we find by Reb Chiya and Reb Oishia, that they collected braises. So Bar Kapara collected braises, and the Gemara calls it Mishnah's Bar Kapara. So what does it say there? Harishahoya Uichel Soda, Uba, Bechaskashi Shalai. You have a person in a field, Ruvain, and he's been eating there the peiris for a number of years, as if it happens to be his. Apparently there weren't 3 years, because once you have 3 years, you already have a chazak, or maybe he was 3 years, but he didn't have Eidim. Anyway, he's eating there in the field, b'chassi sholei. B'kara olav echad ira loyme shulihi. And then a ma'arer came and said, this is my property, get out of here. I didn't protest until now, because I was on vacation, or I was in Florida for the last year or two, and now I'm coming back, what are you doing to my property? Get out of my property. V'hoitzi zeh, the person who's the muhsik in the property, took out es oinoi. Oinoi means the star of transfer, the transfer document. Loi mesh mechartali. It's true that you used to own the property, I agree, but you sold, here's the star, you sold it to me. Oishin esatli mataru, you gave it to me as a present. Aha. Okay, so what happens now? So the property owner who's there presently, in possession, he has a star that he bought it, or he received a matana from that ma'arer. What does the ma'arer say? Im omar eini makir b'shtar zeh mi'oilam, if the ma'arer says, this is a fraud, I have no idea, I don't know who wrote this, I nothing to do with me, I don't know what the edim are, this whole thing is a fraud, then he has to go and do a kiyum ha'shtar, because he's challenging the veracity of the shtar. What happens, however, if the ma'arer says, yes, it is a kosher shtar, yes, you're 100% right, I remember, but this shtar I'm going to undermine by telling you, im amr shtar pasimu ze, oy shtar amona shemacharti lecha, v'narsata li damim, it was a shtar pasim. Shtar pasim means that you wanted to have a reputation out there in the market that you're a big real estate magnate, and so therefore I agreed to go and give you this shtar, but you and I both know that I didn't give it to you, I didn't sell it to you. This was only to enhance your reputation. Maybe he wanted to go and take a Trump-like halva loan from the bank. The bank says, well, let's see your balance sheet, what you have. Oh, see, I have this shtar pasim that shows that I owe this property and that property. I own this property and that property. He didn't own any of them. This was just a shtar. Yes, it's true. I, the owner, wrote out the shtar. Yeah. I signed it and sealed it, and the Edom inside. Yeah, yeah.
Give you credit. Get you credit.
To give you credit, exactly. So it wasn't a real. Exactly. You see, if you look at the Rishbam shtar pasim, Rishbam is around 20 lines from the top of the Omid. Shepayas to me many that you appease me, now that you ask me for a favor. Lichtav lecha shtar mechira lachzikcha bi osher, that everybody should think, ooh, it's Chris Osher. You see, he owns this paper, he owns this property. No, no, like Yerkakoy, so he's a big real estate magnate, and everybody's going to say, oh, let's go and do deals with him. He obviously is up to chashim a mensch. Then you had solicitors around the block waiting. Oh, such a grace of mensch. Hopefully, he'll pay us for our yeshivas and for my chas and all the rest. Anyway, so what happens? We say shtar pasim. Oy shtar amana. What means shtar amana? Shtar amana means from a lashon emuna. I trusted you. What means I trusted you? Shemacharti lecha. I sold you the property. It's true. I sold you the property. But you didn't give me the money on the spot. You said I still have to wait. My CD has to go and clear. It has to mature another month. I'm going to give you the money. You never gave me the money, Mister. So what happens now? If there are Edim that can go and testify vis-a-vis this document, that the Edim, if they're going to make the shtar, we're done. Himlav, if not, hey, look, I'm going to touch that.
Ariel was here?
Take his place. You have to sit over there.
No, not the place.
He can't replace. He's irreplaceable.
Exactly.
Baruch Hashem, he's gesund and fine.
Except from the sky. That's why it's called Aria.
Okay. So getting back to this...
Shtar Pasim, Shtar Amonim.
Exactly, thank you. We're Kufn and Dalet of the days.
I see.
Yeah, but you have to see where the Shtar Amonim is.
Oh. He sold the property, but he didn't get the money.
He didn't sell the property at all. He just wanted to give him a nice reputation. So therefore, he is saying that the shtar is good. So these moide b'shtar shekotzvoy. He's moide. The shtar was written. Now we get into this question of tzorach l'kaimai, ein tzorach l'kaimai. Ezok di gemorietz says now, Rishlokish tzor b'yoychanan. What does it say? Mom shtar pasimu shtar mon shemachar tulecha. Tolein esat li'bam. Im yesh edim, if there are edim that can testify, what he's saying, shtar pasim, shtar amana, that he did pay, he didn't pay. No, let's find out what the Edom have to say. And if the Edom say that this shtar is shtar pasim, shtar amana, then we're going to throw out the current owner, because this whole rai, he didn't have 3 years apparently, because he's only arguing about that it's an oinai, then you're out of here. Yeshem achar Edom. Vimlav, what happens if there are no Edom? Hey, v'chachar shtar, then you're just going to go by the shtar. In other words, you're just going to assume that the shtar is kosher. What does it say in the shtar? The shtar says that I, the ma'ar, sold it to you, to the current possessor, the person, the muhsik that's there, and we're just going to follow that. No, well, don't you always have to go mimekayim the shtar? Lema says, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish to Reb Yechanan, Lema l'choyde, this whole discussion that we just had now, the Tisefta, this Braisa from Rabar Kapara, Lema Remeri, Yomayim b'shasha kasein, it's Erech l'kaimai. Because he says over here, if you have no Edom, then just go after the shtar. The person says, yes, the shtar was written. I agree. However, just like we had in the Amud Aleph, the person says, yes, I wrote at the shtar, but I was a shchiv mara. Or the Edom said, yes, we signed on the shtar, but we were anusim. So here we have a similar parallel type of case. He says, yes, it's true, I wrote out the shtar, 100%. But it's a shtar pasim, or it's a shtar amana. Says Rameir, Moed b'shtar shekasim, once he said, I wrote out the shtar, roiv shtoreis, we assume, have a cheskes kasheris. Ain't tzorach l'kaimai, you don't have to mekaim anymore. That's why it says, eilachachar shtar. That's why he wins. And therefore, Reish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yochanan, are you going to go and tell me that this bar kapora is paskening like Rameir against the Rabbanon? Ain't tzorach l'kaimai, v'lei Rabbanon. Amalei loy says Rabbi Yochanan no. Shani oimer divri hakoyl moed b'shtar shekasvay ain't tzarach lekaimai. I hold moed b'shtar shekasvay ain't tzarach lekaimai. Now bear in mind just for one moment, Reish Lakish is not challenging Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan was really not talking about kiyum mishtar at all. If you remember at the very top line says Rabbi Yochanan when I have these shailas and when Chum say you have to bring a rai, the rai is rai be'edim. So the fact that Reish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yochanan, what he's asking is, I'm not talking about your halach over here by the Shechimera. What I'm talking about is, since Bar Kapora says, the way to go and be Mekah to figure all of this out.
To settle the matter.
It's either go and find Edom. But if you have no Edom, that there's a Shtar Pasim or Shtar Amana, then Hei L'chach Shtar. So therefore, what does it come out? You're telling me that we're passing like Rameir. Because her mayor is the one that says, "Moed b'shar shekasvei in tzarach l'kaim." You don't have to mekayim it. Just heilach achar shtar. The shtar says the guy sold it, and you can't prove that it was pasim or amanim. So the person who is in the possession of the property, he'll keep the property, and therefore that's the chayre mayor. V'le rabbanan, because according to rabbanan, even though he's moed b'shar shekasvei, that fellow that says I moed, but nevertheless tzarach l'kaim moed, and therefore if tzarach l'kaim moed, the present owner of the property, he should have to mekayim the shtar to show that it's a bona fide shtar, and therefore that you're saying that it was a shtar pasim or shtar amana, it's going to be a migui that you're trying to go and say that pesha osir hu a pesha hitzak a kosher shtar, but it was a shtar pasim or a shtar amana. To defeat that, go and bring a kiyum b'shtar, and therefore I don't have to rely on them anymore. By the fact that it says ein tzarach l'kayim, just heilach achar shtar. Is the Chayyarai like Rameir, and not according to Rabbanon. So therefore, he's asking him as a Talmud to his or to his chavrusa or to his shvager. He's saying, Rabbi Yochanan, can it be that Bar Kappor is passing like a mayor against Rabbana? Amalei lai. He said, no. Shani oimed divrei akol moed b'shar shekasei. Ein etzarech lekayimai. Everybody agrees. Even the Rabbanan moed b'shar shekasei. You do not. Once we have a confession or a concession or acquiescence on the part of the person who wrote out the shtar, yes, it was a kosher shtar. He's trying to undermine it by saying, it's a shtar pasim, shtar amana. You don't have to, he's a moed b'shtar, he said that it's kosher. So you don't have to mekayim it anymore, and we're done. The person who is in possession of the property wins. There is no machloikis between a mayor and the rabbanon. Everybody agrees. Ein leitzarech lekayim. Freitimara, how can you say that, Rabbi Yochanan? From Miflik Peligi, there is a machloikis. Where's that machloikis? That not like we brought on the Amud Aleph, in the case of the two Edom, where the Edom said, yes, we signed it, but we were psulim, you know, we were ketanim, we were nusim. Says Rabbi, in the other place, and they're not believed. Why are they not believed? Because once they say, we signed the shtar, you don't have to mekayim it. We're done. It's a kosher shtar. No, they are believed, and therefore you're going to have to make an independent kiyum shtar without them to go and show that it's a kosher shtar, and then we will not believe them when they say psula mortan. But so what do I see from this? That in fact there is a machlogi between a mayor and the chachamim whether moed b'shtar shekasei tzorach lekayimai oy ein tzorach lekayimai. On Malaysis, Rabbi Yochanan, back to Rish Lakish. Come on. I was talking in a case where it's just a dispute between the two Balei Dinim, the two Balei Dover, the two litigants. In such a case, I'm telling you, everybody agrees. Even the Rabbanon, ain't it Tzarech L'Kaimai. Ah, you're telling me in this case, V'chom Oimrim Nemonim, that Tzarech L'Kaimai. Zuk Te'i Eidim Alimi Umarish Torah, Iu Kol Kaminei. Remember, we used that same svara on the Amud Aleph when we were talking about why do we need both machloikis and both machloikis here and the machloikis there, legabe the two edim? Why do we have to, in both cases, a mayor holds, ein tzarech lekayimai, necham holds, tzarech lekayimai. Why do we have to repeat it? And the Gemara said, I'll tell you why. Because since we're talking about over there edim, I would have thought that we would follow the edim. Edim alimi, marish torah, and they're disinterested, and they're saying that we were psulim ayinu, akdanim ayinu. So that's the reason why, in that case, say the chum ne'emanim, and that's why you have to be mekayim the shtar independently.
Only in there is there machlokas or meir chachamim.
Right.
In that narrow case of facts.
Exactly. Eub, in our case, kol kaminei, would we believe him? Of course we're not going to go and believe this. He has a vested interest. So the fact that this me'ar er says there was a shtar pasim, a shtar amana, come on, this is baloney. That didn't happen. And if he has Edom, he has Edom. If he has no Edom, the shtar is kosher on its face. He was a moed b'shtar shekasei. Everybody would agree.
He's the muchzik.
Yeah, that's another good fact. So everybody would agree. Moed b'shtar shekasei ain't tzarech lechayma. Amalei v'alim shimcha amru. I remember they said in your name, Rabbi Yochanan, Yofa Iru B'nei Mishpacha. Back on the Amud Aleph, when we spoke about the B'nei Mishpacha, saying that the brother was a cotton at the time, they said in your name that you hold, Yo, the B'nei Mishpacha have a good taina. He was taka a cotton. And therefore you're going to have to go and prove otherwise. How would you prove otherwise? According to the way Reish Lakish learned until now, you're going to have to go and prove by bringing a Kiya Mashtar. Once you have a Kiya Mashtar, we don't listen to the B'nai Mishpacha that say, yeah, it's a kosher shtar, but the brother was a cotton. Because that's all based on Pesha Aser, Pesha Hitter. But once I independently prove that this happens to be a kosher shtar, I don't need to come on to the B'nai Mishpacha.
It's independently of any other claim.
And therefore, it's going to be a kosher shtar. So what did you say about this? They were right. Why were they right? Because it's a kosher, they are saying that it was a katan, and therefore you need to make a kiyam to prove otherwise. You need to bring a kiyam? Didn't you just say now, Rabbi Yochanan, that according to everybody, and once the B'nai Mishpacha said that this is a proper kosher shtar, yes, it was written by our brother, and these are kosher edim, and everything is fine.
But they're saying he was a katan.
That's exactly right. So l'choyre, if you hold moed b'shar shekasei, ein tzarech l'kaimai, I would ignore the fact that they say he's a katan, because I've He said
independent evidence.
They say that it's a kosher star. The fact that the Rabbanan, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said Yofa iru b'nei mishpacha, I think the b'nei mishpacha were right in being ma'ar and in saying that it was a cotton. Why are they right? Once they were made a bishtar, they said that the shtar is a kosher shtar. They're just trying to undermine it by saying that it was cotton. Didn't you just say, Rabbi Yochanan, that everybody agrees, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, that Moyle Bishtar Shekosvoy ain't Zarach Lekayimai? Why? Because you already Mekayim it yourself. You, B'nai Mishpacha, said that it's a great shtar. But, forget about the but. Moyle Bishtar Shekosvoy ain't Zarach Lekayimai. So why did they say, Yofa Iru B'nai Mishpacha? Says Rabbi Yochanan, I didn't make that statement. Homelezu Elozer Amra. Elozer my Talmud, Elozer ben Bedas. Anili Amarti Dover Zemi Oilam. And says Rishbam, apparently he misheard what I said or misquoted what I said because I never said that. In fact, I hold that a Moid of Shasha Kosvei ain't Tzarech L'Kayimai, and therefore I would hold that those B'nai Mishpacha were wrong in being Ma'arer, because the ones that have the upper hand are the Lekuchais, since the B'nai Mishpacha themselves agreed that this was a properly written shtar, it's not a fraud, good shtar. Reb Zeira, so Reb Zeira overheard this discussion, and said, if Reb Yochanan is going to disown his Reb Lazar's Talmud and say, that's Reb Lazar, but I don't hold that way.
Yichbar is Lashon Kfira?
Yes. Yichbar Reb Yanei Rabbi, is he also going to disown his own Rebbe, Reb Yanei? Rishbam says Reb Yanei was one of the Rebbes of Reb Yochanan. Di Om Reb Yanei, Om Reb Rebbe, Moid B'shtar Shekosvoy, Tzorech L'Kayim Moi. Who? Reb Yanei said, Moid B'shtar Shekosvoy, Tzorech L'Kayim Moi. Not like we've been saying until now, that Ein Tzorech L'Kayim Moi. And everybody holds Ein Tzorech L'Kayim Moi. It's Tzorech L'Kayim. And the Omele Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan heard that from Rabbi Yanai, his Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, why you mishasena hizu? I don't even know why you even have to make this statement. It says, V'chacham oimem moitzecham v'ere olav haraya. And Ein Raya ele b'kiyam mashtar. So they have to, all they have to do is bring a Raya b'kiyam mashtar. And now, what did Rabbi Yanai say? He said, Moid b'shar shekosvoy, Tzorech L'Kayim Moi. No, that's what the Chum say. That's a Mefedish Mishnah. Is Rabbi Yanai, with all due respect, Dosh Deitach into the Mishnah, that what did the Chum hold? The Moitim Chorei Olav Araya. The Raya is only Bekiya Mashtar, and that's why Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi said, Hochi Omer, Rabbi Yanai said, Omer Rabbi, Moitim B'Shar Shekosvoy, Tzorech L'Kayim Moi, Tzorech into the Mishnah. Because how do you go and prove the
bona fides of
Shash Koyach by Kiyam Eshtar, it doesn't look chacham, it doesn't look good. So what do we see from this? We see that L'Choira, that Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that even though he's Moed B'Shtar Shekosvoy, somebody has please put yourself on mute. Reb Chesky Zamoichel, or David, please put yourself on mute. Ah, Shkoyach. So you have to go and bring a kiyam mishtar. So I see that moed b'shar shekosvoy tzorech l'kayim moi, and not like we just said a moment ago. So therefore, Reb Zeira says, "Rum nirin divrei Rabbeinu Yosef." Rabbeinu Yosef means the same Reb Yosef that we have throughout Shas, but apparently Reb Zeira was younger than him. And therefore, he didn't refer to his Rabbi Yosef, he referred to Rabbeinu Yosef. Dom Rabbeinu Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel, Zu Divrei Chacham, Avraham Meir, Oimer, Moed B'Shtar Shekosvoy, Tzorech L'Kayimoy. What does that mean? Didn't we say before in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ha'kol Moedim, Umay Divrei Akol, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said Divrei Akol? He meant the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon are the ones that hold Ein Tzorech L'Kayimoy, Legabi Rameir Divrei Akoili. When he said that Divrei Akoili, everybody agrees, Ein Tzorech L'Kayimoy, he didn't mean including Rameir. He was only referring to the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan hold Ein Tzorech L'Kayimoy. Why did he say Divrei Akoili? Because since they happen to be the Roiv, like any time that you have a Roiv against the Yochid, that's why he used the term Divrei Akoili, but he remembered the Divrei Akoili of the Rabbanan as opposed to Rameir.
They're saying everybody voted for Trump. Majority voted for Trump. It's not Divrei Akoili.
Good. Freiting Mara. So what are we concluding now? We're concluding now that according to Rabbi Yochanan, he holds according to Rabbanan that Moed B'Shar Shekosvoy Ein Tzorech L'Kayimoy. It's only Rameya that holds Tzorech L'Kayimoy, but either Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan, who are the majority, the Divrei HaKol, Ein Tzorech L'Kayimoy. Let's go to our Mishnah that we quoted a moment ago. We don't automatically rely on the fact that the Shchimra says, yes, I wrote out this shtar, but I was a Shchimra. They have to independently go and prove that this is a kosher shtar with a Kiyama Eidus. I don't understand what you're talking about. Didn't you just say now that Kuli Alma Moid, or at least the Rabbanan hold, Rabbanan being the Chum of our Mishnah, and Moid of Sharjah Kosway, Eng Tzarech L'Kaimai. So why are you forcing him to be Mekayimit by bringing Rais, Meitzchor Olav Arai, to bring a Rai with Kiyama Shtar? Simra Epoch. We have to switch around Reb Meir and the Chum of our Mishnah. Wow. It's Reb Meir that says, I'm waiting where Olav Araya, and the Chum that say, no, we're going to assume that the Shtar is absolutely kosher, and the Shchimra, the Nosin, is going to have to prove that he was a Shchimra. Oh, so we're going to have to...
All the Mandamrim switched.
That's, we're not done yet. We're not finished yet. Frank, you're telling me now that, according to this new view, it's Reb Meir that holds Tzarech L'Kaimoy, and it's the Chacham that say, Ein Tzarech L'Kaimoy. But Tanya have a Braisa, the Braisa that we're now quoting now for the third time, again, that the two Edom said about themselves, that we were the ones that signed, yes, it's a kosher star, we signed it, but, Ketanam Ayinam, Sulam Ayinam, whatever, Nusam Ayinam. But Tanya, Ein Naman L'Braisa, Divra Rameir. So what would Rameir, how would you normally learn according to Rameir, that they are not Neman L'Braisa? Why? Because Moide Bishtar Shekosi, since these two Edom agree that this star was written, it was written properly and everything is fine. Yeah, they say that, Anuzo here. But otherwise, they're saying that this was shtar. They cannot go and pasul it. Because it's Rameir that holds that Moide Bishtar Shekosi, Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai. The Chum Oimim Nemanim, no, Tzarech L'Kaimai. Since these two Edom say that it's possible, we believe them, to go and defeat them, Tzarech L'Kaimai. But you just said now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Chum are the ones that hold Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai. And here you're telling me that one of they have to be Mekayimit. So the more Epoch, turn around this price.
Can't do this again. This is
Rabbi Yisrael, we're not finished yet. Frank them over Rabbi Yochanan, right? The Edom come back. I don't even know why Rabbi Yochanan is getting involved in this whole discussion. Tzarech L'Kaimai, Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai. Go back to the top of the Amid. Bishlam L'Didi, Damin Arai B'Edim. The whole discussion vis-a-vis the Lekuchais and vis-a-vis the B'nai Mishpacha is to bring Arai B'Edim. Was he a cotton? Was he a gadol? It's not because of the genome of Edim. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan learned back on the Amid Aleph when we said that there's a Machloikas Pshat in our Mishnah. When you have to bring a rai b'mai, Ravuna said rai b'edim, because Ravuna said rai b'kimashtar. And then down at the bottom of the omit, 10 lines to the bottom, he said ube plukta, to b'yechan amar rai b'edim. So I don't even understand what this whole discussion is about. Rabbi Yochanan should go and say to Rish Lakish, don't bother me, as far as I'm concerned, all rais that we have to bring are rais b'edim. Not talking about yoki mashtar, nishki mashtar, but Rabbi Yochanan rai b'edim come. Do my epoch. Switch that around as well. These three ipchas in a row. So Gemara, leim leipach nami tiyufta. So ibazoi, let us say that then we have a tiyufta. It's also just the opposite. What do we mean? That we started here in the Amud Aleph. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Ma'isim b'mnei. So who asked the kasher? Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Shimon Lakish. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Lididi, it's a rai b'edim. But according to you, now that we're switching it around and we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan also learns not rai b'edim, but rai b'kiyam hashtar, are you going to go and tell me that it was Rish Lakish who asked the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Leima leibach nami tiyufta. No, that's not necessary. That's one of the things that we can keep intact. We don't have to switch it around. Because halchi kama le Rabbi Yochanan b'shem lakish. Bishleim l'diti according to me da mina rai b'kiyam hashtar. Just the opposite, right?
In the inverted version,
whatever you want to call it. Right. Yeah. That what? According to me, that hold Rabbi Kiyam Ashtar, Hayin Mishkachas Lo, Tanachsi Lekuchais Lenechasim. Remember we said, according to the Rish Lakish's Teret, now according to this new version, Rabbi Yochanan is using this, and he's saying, who were the Mechzakim, and who were the Ma'ararim?
Right.
So we thought initially, the Mechzakim were the B'nai Mishpacha, and the Ma'ararim, they want to go and get their property. No. The Lekuchas already took the property. You know why the Lekuchas took the property? Because a month ago, when they paid for it,
they took possession.
After all, there was a closing, and everybody drank l'chaim, and they took the property. So now the question is, according to me, that minerai became mashtar, hadin mishkach l'denachsi Lekuchas l'nechasim. That's how the Lekuchas were able to get in the chasim, because just in case anybody's going to go and argue, cotton, shmutton, that he was 20, wasn't 20, yosh tesar, nish tesar, then Mekayim the Shtar, and therefore they get the property, 1, 2, 3. Eli doch the Amris Rai the Adam, Hech Mishkachisla, the Nachs of the Kuchas and the Chosim. When the Kuchas came to the Chosim, the Gemara is now presupposing that already at that time when the Kuchas wanted to take over, the Menei Mishpacha were already screaming, no, he was Chosim. So how can you go and allow them the Kuchas? At that time, they were, the Menei Mishpacha were Muchzakim. How would you allow the Kuchas to go and take possession? Amaleis, and that Rishvakish responds to Rabbi Yochanan, Medina Lecha Be'ir, the Menei Mishpacha, to love Irhu. I agree with you in the case of Nei Mishpacha that error that they said that he was a cotton, that's very, very weak. Why is that very weak? Mike Abri, what are they saying? Cotton Hoya, that he was a cotton when he sold the property. Come on, give me a break. Chazoka Eino Oidim Choysol Eshtalim Kein Nasa Godl. The Eidim will never sign the Shtar if they thought he was a cotton, but they thought that this is not valid, not authorized, they never would have signed. So if they heard some sort of murmurings out there that he was a cotton, they would have said, I'm not going to get involved. Yimali Letzor Hazaris. The fact that they signed it, that's a sign that he was taka a godel, and that's why we're going to...
It was a valid sale,
and that's why they gave it to the kuchos instead of the Menei Mishpacha holding on to it.
So we're leaving it that we flipped all three versions?
Wow. That's exactly right.
That's unbelievable.
We flipped Rameir and Rabbanan twice, both in our Mishnah, and also the Braisa, the guy, the Edom that said Anusa Mayino, and Anusa Mayino, and we also flipped Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan originally we said, right, learned the Pshat in our Mishnah that the machloik is between Rav Meir and the Chacham, and the Chacham hold you have to bring a Rai Be'edim, that he was a Bari. Now we're saying, no.
Rechon says Rai B'shtar.
Rai B'shtar, just shoot it's a kosher star, and you don't have to bring anything by Bari, it's automatic.
And we're leaving it like that? We're leaving
for now. For today. See you tomorrow.
The thing is that...
Have a wonderful day, everybody.
It's so-